All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. If Bojo is Eddie Murphy, she's Joan Rivers. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And I wish I picked up on the reference.
You don't know who Joan Rivers is?
No.
Oh. I did go back and forth on who to say you were. Well, you know who Eddie Murphy is.
Yeah. And he was on the movie with the talking pets. Yeah. Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle. Yeah. You got it. And Bojo said he was.
Well, yeah, picked up on that.
The Eddie Murphy of Split.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen a sense of humor from him, really. I mean,
he's
a joke. I thought I liked him at first, but he's kind of a joke. He's almost 40 living with mom lying to Vanya about what he does for work.
He fits the stereotype that a lot of the Southern European states have, that you live with mom until you don't want to get married. You just want to live with mom. And I know some people like that, actually.
I feel like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, mom usually loves that, though. Mom loves the fact that, oh, the family's tight and I get to take care of you. Bojo's mom's like, get the hell out of here. Find a woman, find someone else to take care of you.
I think moms love it up to a certain age. Because moms also want the baby, especially when are religious and all this. You want the wedding, you want the kids. If the guy still lives with you, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
There's some people in Czech like that who also still live with parents. And Czechs are not very keen on that. Czechs are like, get out of here. My parents would literally kick me out.
Understood. Well, Joan Rivers is a comedian, kind of an actress, had a show on E! Fashion Police.
Out of all the comedians, you have to pick one that I don't know.
Well, here's why I thought Joan Rivers, because, I mean, she's famous for a lot of different things.
Oh, it's a woman?
That's
one. You say Joan Rivers.
Oh, no, Joan.
Oh, Joan.
Well, spelled like that, but pronounced like Joan.
Okay.
Okay, like, yeah, Joan from Mad Men. That's a name, right?
Okay.
So Joan Rivers had a show, I think it was called Fashion Police. And so not only did I want to pick a female comedian to compare
you could
to,
have picked Nikki Glaser.
True, but here's why.
Okay.
Although Nikki did kill it at the Tom Brady roast.
So good.
Here's why. Because Joan has a thing for calling out people's fashion. And I feel like you do. You know, she basically does outfits the segment where she did rest in peace, Joan. She basically did outfits the segment on the red carpet.
Oh, so, okay.
That is why I chose Joan.
Well, I get it now when you explained it.
Okay. But if Bojo is Eddie Murphy, she is Nikki Glaser. That's the one only Teresa. Yes. All right. I'm glad I love when I have to explain my jokes and references.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people probably know, but your foreign wife did not.
Fair enough. Anyways, we're not here to talk about comedians. I also think, though, to continue talking about comedians, that Deborah Vance on Hacks. I kind of think she is based, and I don't have confirmation of this. I kind of think she's based off Joan Rivers.
Is she?
Maybe.
Oh, I like that. It's a good show.
Great show. HBO.
Hacks. Got a lot of Emmys.
All right. We're not here to talk about comedians. We're really not. We're here to talk about this beautiful season of 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days.
The gift that keeps on giving.
But before we talk about 90 Day Fiancé, little housekeeping, little business. You guys know we're on Patreon and Supercast. You may not know what we're doing over there. Well, we're talking about 90 Day the Other Way. That season seems to be, it's simmering right now. It may be cooling down. It may be coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
But we are currently talking about it. We're enjoying it. And if you'd like to hear our thoughts on it, come on over to the Patreon, come on over to the Supercast, marriedsreality.supercast.com, patreon.com/marriedsreality. Join us at the Cousins Club level for audio of that podcast. Join us at the Family Affair level for audio and video of that podcast. We also do a monthly bonus for the Family Affair friends, mm-hmm. and we throw out some random bonuses for everyone once in a while, especially around the holidays.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm looking at the calendar right now. Holidays are coming up, Teresa.
It's coming up. It's all coming up.
So now is the time to get on the Patreon if you want to get in on those bonuses where we may or may not be in costume.
May or may not.
Check it out. Patreon.com/MarriedsReality. MarriedsReality.Supercast.com. Also follow us on Instagram at MarriedsRealityPod. If you're not on the Patreon, if you're not on Supercast, you can message us there. You can share your thoughts. We love to hear from you guys. Mm-hmm. You guys are always calling in with hot takes and hot tips and by the way, so make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedsRealityPod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as that island that Faith is from because it's beautiful. Getting on the boat, beautiful Philippines, Ganaria, Laura next to you, but...
That is true. It's probably pretty hot, which is why you need to lock yourself in a shower and cook a seafood stew
don't remind me of that.
In preparation of...
It's a beautiful scenery. I think if you go there, not as Lauren, but as a regular tourist, and you book a hotel that you don't have to prepare for like that, mm-hmm. I think you will have a blast.
All right. Well, smash like it's as hot as that beautiful island.
Mm.
And last but not least, if you haven't left a review... You guys know we love a little love. If you leave us a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That's the business. That is the business, Teresa. What do you say? Before we get into this episode of B90, we do a little 90 day by the way.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, actually, here's the deal, friends. There actually wasn't any worthwhile 90 day news this week. At least I didn't think so. So,
I didn't think so either.
All right, I did. I checked in with Teresa over here. I said, is there anything worth talking about in the 90-day world? We both said no. And then we thought, well, why don't we share some news of our own?
Yes.
A little 90-day, by the way, segment of our own, Teresa. Okay?
Let's do it.
All right, Teresa, this is how big the news is. I'm going to let Teresa handle this segment.
All right.
All right. Take it away. And I wish we had one of Teresa's famous drum rolls for this segment. Oh, here it is. The one-handed drum roll.
Ugh, the one-handed drum roll because I have to hold my mic.
Remember when we had mics that had arms?
Didn't like it.
No,
holding a mic really, I almost like perform for myself.
Oh, yeah.
If something, it's like if like this little arm holds the mic.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not as fun for me to do podcasting.
It's more casual, conversational. All right, I feel like we're dragging it out, teasing too much. Back to the one-arm drum roll, Teresa.
All right, big announcements. Announcement.
Yeah. Good news, bad news. I'm just trying to drag this out a little. A good news, bad news.
Well, okay. Let's start
with the bad news.
I'm going to start with the bad news.
We should have planned this. This is so big. We should have planned how we were going to do this, but
we couldn't because I think if you plan it, then it's like you would get caught up. Everything, and I am more of a spare of a moment type of person.
Sure.
This one I'm very chill. I always tell you.
Okay.
You don't believe me, but I am.
Okay. It's a good news, great news situation, but some of you guys might be like, oh, what the heck? Teresa, take it away.
It's a great news that explains the bad news.
Yeah, but it may not even be bad news, especially, well, let's just get into it.
All right.
Okay.
So let's start with the bad news first.
Okay.
Guys, we are not covering maths. We're not covering maths, and I'm not even watching it, to be honest.
I didn't even know it started.
I know. The reason why is because we've had so much going on in our personal lives. Some of you guys know I had some family issue going on, and that was just a lot. And long story short, we decided that we're going to pause on maths.
Pausing on maths.
The main reason why we're pausing on maths
here we go.
Is because John and I reproduced.
Yeah, I'm going to be a father.
John's going to be a father. I'm going to be a mom.
If you can believe that.
So guys, we are pregnant.
Are we? Yeah, it's in the process. We're not, we haven't reproduced yet.
No.
It's in the oven.
It's cooking.
It's cooking. Cooking well. It's going to be well done.
It's working hard on being a baby.
It's working hard on being a baby. Yes. So it's exciting. We're very
super excited. We are about 7.5 months over.
We
close
did,
to an eight.
We kept it close to the vest.
Yeah. We didn't even tell our families until like month five. So we kept it for ourselves for a reason that, you know, we had a lot going on. But also we share, but there's certain things in our lives that I don't like to share. I like keep it to ourselves.
Sure.
So we really, really just kept it to ourselves. And we didn't even tell our friends until a week ago.
That's not true. Well, we didn't celebrate it until a week ago.
No, we told close friends.
Correct. We didn't put it on the socials until.
Yeah. We didn't put it on the socials until a week ago. To like share it with people we know.
Yeah.
And now we're sharing with you guys too.
So we're super excited. Obviously, our priorities are going to shift a little. But as of right now, we're still planning to put out 2 episodes a week. We'll see. Look, this is the first time for us. We don't know what it's like to raise a little one. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of work and take a lot of time. But apparently, according to my research, they sleep for like 20 hours a day. Fingers crossed. So,
well, good thing about the way we do podcasting is that we podcast at night, right? We don't podcast during the day. So my big hope is that the baby will be sleeping at night.
Yes.
And if not, we can pause and take care of the baby and finish podcasting because I do enjoy doing 90. So yes, we are planning on keeping one free and then one Patreon.
Yeah, we know it's going to get busy, and so we're not even going to try to do maths.
No, we're not going to try to do maths because that's just...
That's too much without a child.
Yes.
It was getting a little crazy without a child.
Yeah, and maybe one day in the future we'll see how things go, but right now we just decided to stick to 2 podcasts. I hope you guys are okay with that. Not going to leave us.
Yeah, don't leave us. We need you guys now more than ever.
Yeah, plus we enjoy it. We have fun, and I'm sure the child will have fun too. It loves podcasting right now.
It's funny because we've been doing video on Patreon for the last month for the entire pregnancy.
Yeah.
But Teresa's been hiding it, wearing big sweatshirts, holding pillows, and no one, I was waiting for someone to be like, what's going on? No one did. So you guys either kept it to yourself, like respectable listeners, or we did a good job hiding it. But that's the news.
Yeah. Big news. Big news.
This is better news than, I don't know, Big Ed probably got engaged again.
No, but apparently he got a new haircut or something.
Exactly. Aren't you happy with this, by the way, guys?
So, yeah, it's exciting. We don't know what it is. So
not finding out the gender.
We'll find out when it comes out.
Which really splits the crowd, divides.
Everyone loves it.
No.
Whoever I tell, people are like, you guys are good for waiting because it's going to be so special, I think.
I think so. I mean, half the people I tell are like, what? I couldn't. And I'm like, well, that's you.
Yeah, because you couldn't. We can. And obviously, you know, some people love to prepare and get the pink and the blue. I don't know. I hate pink. I hate blue.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
Yeah. So there we go. Anything else to say? That's the big news.
That's the big news. And as I said, so child loves the podcast or the fetus that's working hard on being a baby.
Yeah.
We don't really know what to call it.
No, the fetus loves watching and potting. It's always kicking and moving.
It really reacts. I think it reacts to our voices being so like animated when we podcast.
Yeah. All right. Well, then shall we podcast?
Let's podcast.
All right. Here we go. The reason we're here. Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days, season 7, episode 8. Oof. All right, let's start with Brian and Ingrid. It's the morning after Oralgate. They haven't spoke since things are awkward. Ingrid's going through this list of events that happened, trying to make sense of, well, he got me lingerie. I put on the lingerie. He started lotioning me up. I asked if he had a condom. He didn't, so he wanted to do oral. I said no. Because her reasoning, oral is more intimate.
Yeah. I think a lot of women would agree with that.
Plug your ears in there, baby. We don't need you to hear this conversation.
I mean, we want the baby to be very open-minded. So,
sure. Yes.
Can learn.
Yeah, oral doesn't lead to pregnancy. That's for sure.
Yes.
So, either way, she wasn't comfortable with it. Brian lost his mind, couldn't believe it, and left.
Yeah, Brian really is pissing me off.
I know. I had such high hopes.
I know. I feel bad for him, his story and all that. Like, it's sad. He ended up in a wheelchair.
Yeah. I of course, feel bad for him, too. But you play dumb games, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the saying. But he was dealing drugs. He's caught up in bad. Like, I want to believe I think he's turned his life around.
I think he did.
Which is why I was hopeful for him. I'm like, oh, look at him. He's doing the wheelchair rugby. He's being a great role model. He's helping people out. But he's having trouble reading the room,
He is. And I think I don't want to take away from him playing rugby and trying to help others. But I think a lot of that got in his head. On the one hand, he became very comfortable and a little cocky with who he is. And that's fine. Like, sure, you've been through a lot. Yeah, him saying, oh, when I land in Brazil, I mean, sexy time immediately, all these Brazilians, right? So he has this side to him that I don't love. But then he has the other side that he just gets immediately upset without talking and he leaves. But this could have been a conversation. And also he takes everything very personally. And whatever happens, he thinks, oh, it's because she isn't attracted to me because I'm on a wheelchair. Well, that's not the case.
We don't know. It doesn't seem like it's the case. She's not saying it's the case. But I understand that in the back of your mind.
I do too. However, if he didn't get so worked up immediately and try to have a conversation and understand, this could have been avoided.
Yeah. I don't think she would have asked if you had a condom if she wasn't willing to have sex with you.
Correct.
She was clearly willing to have sex with you. She was like, yeah, get the condom. And you didn't have it. So you actually messed up, Brian. Yeah. And now you're blaming her. It's a bad situation. He's making it worse. And what I found funny was the next scene, we saw him at the barbershop and he was trimming his beard. And I'm like, oh, maybe he thinks like his beard was the reason she said no to oral. Like it was going to be too scratchy or something. So he's like, yeah, trim me up. Take it down real, real nice and low.
Well, then we see an uncomfortable scene where Brian's calling his sister, Reese.
This is one of those situations where you go, do I want this relationship or do I not want this relationship with my sibling? Because on paper, it seems nice. Like, look at how close they are. They're like best friends. But then you go, I don't know. This conversation makes me a little uncomfortable.
It's hard for me to judge because I have no siblings. But
true.
I feel like, and again, it's the type of a personality I have. Like, I would never talk about any, if I had an issue like this, I wouldn't talk to anyone I know about it. I wouldn't talk to my friends about it. I wouldn't. That's something if I wanted to talk to someone, I would probably go on, what are some of these apps that...
Like Reddit?
No.
Oh.
Like BetterHelp.
Oh, BetterHelp. Yeah.
Or like I wouldn't want to talk to someone I know, but that's me.
I don't think BetterHelp is licensed to help in this type of situation.
Well, I would probably Google too, but I wouldn't necessarily talk to anyone I know. Especially another family member.
Right. I think I would talk to my friends.
You would?
Yeah, I wouldn't talk to my sister about it. I wouldn't talk to my parents about it.
Yeah, no.
I think I would talk to a friend. But hey, this is the relationship Brian has. Reese, his sister, seemed very into it. She was like leaning in. She had like a finger on the mouth. She was really trying to puzzle this whole thing together. I thought she was about to start taking notes. She was very invested in this. And she is able to shed some light as a woman on this situation.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it's fine because they're siblings. They're just talking. It's just, yeah, I guess it's because I would never do anything like this. In my mind, I'm like, oh, weird.
And it's only weird because you don't want to picture your family.
Correct.
In a sexual situation.
Correct.
There's actually nothing weird about it.
There's not.
It's probably smart to talk to someone who you trust and who will keep this a secret. But just by nature of having this conversation, now you have your sister picturing you trying to perform oral on this.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's just like, that's a bridge too far.
That's what it is.
It's exactly what it is. But Brian kept saying, well, it was this gift. I wanted to give her this gift. And Risa's like, well, you're forcing the gift.
Yeah.
You got to ask if she wants the present. You can't just give her. You can't force the gift on her.
Yeah. And then she speaks for all the women saying, or most women saying, it's more intimate than sex. So for her, she doesn't know you. And you were acting like a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Just trying to go down on her. She didn't like it. And then you freaked out. Instead of being understanding, you just flipped and you left.
Right, which was the opposite reaction you should have had. Because here's this intimate moment. She felt uncomfortable. It was up to you to now be like, oh, I'm sorry. How do I make you feel comfortable now?
Yeah.
And storming off. Getting upset is just going to make her more uncomfortable.
Brian is shocked to learn that. Really, bro? You're in your 50s. You just learned that?
But he also still thinks she's just not that into him.
Well, like, he says he thinks there is something fishy, like in general. Like there's this vibe that he's picking up on that something's off.
Yeah, it's called being a stranger and trying to move so fast.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's what it is. Like moving so fast is, again, we've talked about it so many times on this podcast, and I respect that everyone's very different, but I think most people don't move fast. Most people don't say, I love you within 2 weeks or go down on a third day. It's like majority of people get to know someone and they cannot wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we saw them meeting up. Brian wanted to talk things through. And here's where he lost me big time. And tell me if you heard this.
Okay.
Because it's a little concerning. They were talking. Brian admits he was wrong. He wants to take blame for it. Great. What he says, though, is, Ingrid, when you said stop, I thought you were playing with me.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that too?
I didn't, but that's wrong.
That's grounds for cancellation.
Yeah.
If someone says stop, you stop.
Yeah, especially if this is someone you don't know. Like if this is your partner, you've known for years and you know that maybe that's what they do.
If that's their kink, sure.
Yeah.
But if it's abnormal, if it's your partner, if it's your husband, your wife, and they're still like, stop, like, stop.
Yeah.
And Brian's like, oh, I thought you were playing.
It's
not good at all.
Canceled?
Yeah, it's not good at all. And he's like, well, I this is supposed to be a present for you. Like Brian's this sexual Santa all of a sudden. I don't know where this is coming from. He's like, oh, it's a present. It's a gift. It's this and it's that. It's like, it's a sex act. You sexual Santa, ho, ho, ho.
I mean, tis the season.
Tis the season, yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, he kind of apologizes. And Ingrid says,
you know what he's got in his sack?
The what?
Sorry. It just came to me. Sexual Santa.
Oh.
You know what he's got in his sack?
All right.
Carry on.
So Ingrid accepts the apology and she says she kind of understands because he feels insecure and he felt rejected. So she decided to give him another chance.
Yeah.
So we'll see. How many chances? Because this is what? Issue number 59?
The good thing about this situation is there is a deadline on this. He's gonna go home at some point. So if she can just grin and bear it until his return flight, she can get out without having to break his heart or say, I'm done. And so she's just like, yeah, look, let's go to another city. We'll go on another vacation. Maybe that'll get us back on the right track. But at the end of the day, if she could just be biding her time until he has to go home. But let's see if he can pull this one out. All right, next. A couple that works out together stays together.
Yes, so it's Matilda and Niles doing a little bit of a morning working out, which I wish I did.
I know, it used to be so much better.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on now.
I know.
Which is just an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
No, it's an absolute excuse. You could find 30 minutes.
It's hard.
To get in your prison workout.
We go on walkie walks.
That's nice, and I do like that. But anyone who says, oh, I don't have the time, unless you're sleeping 4 hours a night, you could wake up a half hour earlier and do
it. Well, here's the issue, and I was so good prior to the pregnancy that I was able to wake up at 5 and go to the gym.
I know.
But then once I had to build it up, it took me a while to get used to it. Then I lost it. Now I have a hard time waking up and doing anything.
It's all about routine.
Yeah.
You got to get into the flow. And once you, I forget what they say, 21 times and then it's a routine. It's so true. Anyways, all right. Today, Niles has a surprise for Matilda. He's taking her to the memorial of the first president of Ghana. He's going to propose there.
Yes, because he got the ring.
Nothing says romance like government. Right? Well, I can't think of a better place. You have the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, and then the Kwame Mausoleum. I mean, those are the big three spots for a proposal.
Well, Matilda loves it. It looks nice. She said she's very proud of it. She said she was a very nice man. So I think it's a perfect spot for her.
Sure. You do you. But when he's like, I'm going to propose here, I'm like, it's, I don't know. It's a statue. It's a nice grounds. It's nice grounds, but it's still a government.
It is, but I think the appreciation of her culture also comes into the play.
So go there, then take her out for a meal, make it a whole day, and then propose at the meal maybe.
No, proposals at restaurants, it's just annoying.
All right. I would never do it, but I would like to
clap.
I would like to witness it. Oh, you don't even want to witness it.
No.
Uh-huh. I would like to.
Because it can be awkward if someone says no.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
Yeah. All right.
Imagine if they bring the champagne to the wrong table. It's like.
Well, it's like How I Met Your Mother.
Exactly.
No, no, no. Don't do this to me, Ted. No.
Yes.
Okay. So they're walking around the memorial. They're having a good time. And then things start to get real.
Yeah. So Niles' plan is to not only propose, but to also tell Matilda that they're not getting married on this trip. However, this didn't go according to his plan.
Okay, well, I sent you my 20 maxims. Did you read my 20 maxims? She
is
not.
At first was like, is he sending her magazines?
Yeah, what are you doing with these dirty magazines? 20 maxims she has not read. So he's like, all right, I'll read it. I'll read it to you. I want you to know the rules that I live by. Things like, number one, never do something in anger.
That's all a good one.
Number two, slow is right, right is fast, which I think is a Marine's motto. Mm. And I think it's a little different. I've been using it a lot, actually. Slow is...
I don't know if you're joking or...
No, I've been using this a lot. Oh. I've been telling people about it. Slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. I believe is.
Okay.
Slow, like, so everyone thinks like, oh, if I take my time, it's going to take forever. I'll just speed through and I'll beat the deadline. It's going to be great. It's like, no, because when you haste makes waste. When you rush, you make mistakes. You end up having to go back, do it again.
True.
And so slow is smooth. And when things are smooth, you do them once and you're done. Smooth is fast.
Yeah, but you cannot be too slow.
No, you can't. You got to find the happy medium.
You have to keep up with your deadlines.
You got that right. All right, number nine, failure is not an option. It's required to learn. Okay. Hmm. And number 19, pick your battles, so to speak. Okay.
Interesting.
Getting more romantic minute by minute. If you, everyone should hit their fiance to be with the rules to live by before you, just to make sure you guys are on the same page.
Do you agree with the one that said failure is not an option? Is it required to whatever he said?
Learn. Failure is not an option. It's, I don't even think that makes sense, to be honest. I don't even think that sentence makes sense. Failure is not an option. It's required to learn.
He says it's not an option. It's a requirement.
Oh.
Which I don't agree with. I think it's okay to fail once in a while, But I think if you fail, you need to learn from it. And if you don't learn from it and you fail again, then you really failed. That's a massive failure.
I don't know, and this is just off the top, so I haven't put any thought to this. I don't know if you can learn if you don't fail. You haven't learned. You've already known that, right?
No, I say if you fail once, I think that's okay. If you learn from it. But if you fail again, then that's not okay.
On the same task. Yeah, but I think that's what he's saying. Failure is not an option. It's required to learn. You have to learn, you have to fail. You can do things right the first time.
Yeah.
But there's no learning there. You've just known how to do it, I guess. Which I guess maybe you learned at some point.
I also don't think you should fail on everything to learn.
No. I thought this proposal was going to be a failure. But
he said it's not an option, it's a requirement. So
yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not going to print these and put them up on our wall.
Please don't.
So Niles goes, I wrote this list because I love you. I don't hate you. I'll still be your husband, but I want you to know something. I love you. And maybe, then he gets down on one knee. Maybe, will you marry me?
Very confusing.
It was all over the place.
He was obviously nervous. He did propose previously, but over the phone, which is not ideal. Matilda was so confused, but so happy because apparently they do not do proposals like this in Ghana. This is the TV proposal, the American way.
Mm-hmm.
Not even American. I'm sure other countries do it too. Czechs do it.
It's the rom-com version.
Yeah, when you get down one knee and then do this big gesture and you whip out a nice ring. And she loved it. But the confusion leading up to it, like you could see her face.
Yeah, yeah. And I loved, it was very metaphoric when they kissed after the proposal. They kissed and then the water fountain shot up.
I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
nice. Look at that. Although I have to give him this, him kind of leading her off the topic, like she didn't expect it. It's a good thing because then you're more surprised.
A little misdirect.
Yeah. I didn't know you were proposing too. I was getting annoyed with you because you were so stressed out over nothing.
Yeah. So are we done unpacking already?
I was like, what's your problem? Just like, sit down and have a big jerky with me.
Yeah.
So I think it made it more special for me.
Oh, the misdirect. Of course. Yeah. And that's the thing. If you go out if you've been dating for 2 years and you get dressed up all nice and you go to a fancy restaurant.
And you start asking if you're at the round card or the princess card. Or,
yeah. Then it's kind of obvious.
Yeah. When someone tells you, you should do a manicure. Like, it's not commenting on your hands. It's like, obviously, something's going to happen.
Well, not everyone is a Love is Blind Leo who just knows what type of ring a woman wants.
I'm still mad that he's not part of this.
And he wasn't. Did we finish the episode? Maybe we didn't finish the episode.
No, we didn't.
He wasn't at that.
We did. Yeah, he wasn't at the
get-together. No one was.
No.
There's like two people outside of the couples that showed up at that.
It's Bohdan and Katie.
Gatsby mixer.
Yeah.
So strange.
I know.
Anyways.
This whole season, it's shot differently. I wonder if they changed the crew or like a producer.
They need to do something differently because, again, we're not totally caught up, but we're caught up enough to know a lot of these relationships are on thin ice.
Very thin.
Okay. So Niles, speaking of caught up, so caught up in the moment, he forgot to break the bad news to Matilda.
Yes. No, I don't think he forgot. He just, there was not an opportunity to do that because she was so happy.
Yeah.
So he's going to save it to the club.
So they go to this club. Niles doesn't love clubs usually. He's doing it for Matilda, which is nice. And he's there and he actually doesn't hate it because it wasn't the craziest.
It's like a restaurant in Miami.
Yeah, it's like a loud restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus he's got these noise canceling earplugs. Mm-hmm. So it can dampen the noise. He needs to focus because he's already stressed about everything he knows he has to do. And now he needs to focus and figure out how does he tell Matilda?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with a couple of drinks.
Yes.
Did you pick up on the name of this drink?
I did it, but I didn't write it down.
Adios Lover?
Oh.
That's a little foreshadowing.
I mean, not really if the ingredients were good.
Goodbye Lover?
Yeah, but again, if it had all the booze and all the other ingredients you love, why not?
Mm. Well, he gets a couple adios lovers. Then he takes a deep breath and he's like, I need to talk to you about the actual wedding. I don't think we can do it on this trip. I want to give you the best I can and it's not enough time to get to know you. He's kind of saying a couple different things here. He's not being that straight with her.
No, I think it's hard for him too because he should have told her way before he came to Ghana to begin with.
Yeah.
And he said, I do want to marry you, but in the future. So he's like, the ring is not just an engagement ring. It's a promise ring that I'll come back.
Right. Because Matilda's like, well, I've told my family. What do you want me to tell them? He's like, show the ring. Wave the ring in front of their face.
Matilda doesn't know what to do. She feels like her family and friends are going to make fun of her.
Yeah.
And she needs to step away. She needs to leave.
She had to get some fresh air. So she stood up and walked out.
All he needed to do is to be like, hey, coming to visit you, but let's not get married on this trip. Let's get to know each other. I'll come back if things go well. Like, you don't just want to marry someone immediately, Matilda. Although I have a feeling that I do think she likes Niles, but I think she likes the USA too.
I agree.
So
I agree. She's definitely pushing to get to the States. But yeah, there just needed to be clearer expectations set before he showed up. And it would have been way smoother. But now she's upset and she stormed off. And let's see.
Speaking of storming off.
Oh, well, I think we're about to storm off into a commercial break.
Well, let us storm off.
We're going to storm off.
And then we'll let other people storm off.
Okay. We will storm off into a commercial break, tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
All right, I'm glad you came back from after storming off.
Yeah, always come back to you.
Always come back to you. Yeah. All right, here's a couple who may not come back.
Yes, we're talking about Sunny and Vea.
It's the first morning in South Africa, and let's just set the table there because short trip
so far.
Short honeymoon period for these two. First morning in South Africa. Vea thinks it's weird. She's got like weird vibes, right? Being in person is weird.
Well, she said it's the coolest but the weirdest thing. I think she has some issues when it comes to, and I, you know, she had a tough childhood, growing up, being in different foster homes, right? So she definitely has little issues. Maybe she doesn't let people in so easily, or connecting with people in person is not as easy for her as it's for some other people.
Sure. I just think the weird is knowing that your ex-boyfriend minutes away.
I still don't understand this whole thing. It's like, okay, you don't want to go alone. You've never been outside of the country. South Africa is dangerous. I get it. How about you bring a freaking friend? Bring a friend and her or his boyfriend. Like, bring someone you haven't slept with or weren't engaged to or weren't pregnant with before.
Yes. Or if you get to the point that she's at now, you abort this plan because we saw Sonny went to go get them some tea. So Vea FaceTimes Rory. And she's like, oh, it's romantic. There was rose petals. So sweet. Now I'm scared to tell him you're here because he's very, very jealous. Okay, put him on the first flight back to Florida then. There's no need. You've landed. You feel safe with him. He's not going to skin you and wear you as a skin suit. Send Rory home.
Or Rory, I'm sure he came to also explore. It's a vacation for him. He's there just in case. He's not going to be sitting in the hotel room for 2 weeks.
Well, he should go elsewhere then. Then have him explore somewhere else.
Yeah.
And ignore the whole thing. Because you knew he was jealous. You knew Sonny was jealous. You knew he's going to lose his shit. And so the only two options were Sonny was going to be weird and freak out the minute you met him. And you were going to say, you know what? I don't like you, Sonny. I'm out of here. And then you were going to go live your best life with Rory. Or there's going to come a time, which is right now, where you have to tell Sonny and he's going to lose his mind.
Yeah.
There was never a third option where Sonny finds out and is cool with it.
No, I think, again, if this is really what she wanted to do, bring her ex, she should have told Sonny prior, saying, hey, I'm afraid to travel alone. Me and my ex are friends. He's coming with me. You won't really see him. It's just in case something goes south. Like, people need to be more honest.
Completely. So today, Sonny and Vea are going on a gondola ride. And Sonny's like, this is our Titanic moment.
Which I didn't understand. Are you going to go down? Are you going to hit
an iceberg?
Well, not in South Africa, but
I think he was king of the world thinking that. But really, Rory's the only one who's not going to let go. It seems like Rory will never let go, Jack.
I think Rory would like to let go. I think Rory's just...
Oh, I don't think so.
Nah.
I don't think either of them want to let go. And it may not be a love type of bond, but there's some bond that
There's some bond for sure. Again, they lost a child together.
Yeah.
She miscarried. That's sad. They broke up because of the outcome of it. Like, they will be connected forever.
I agree. But we see time and time again on 90 Day Fiancé and other reality shows. It's one of those relationships that are just going to get in the way of your other relationship. It's Tim and Veronica.
Mm.
Right? You got to pick your battles here, folks. True. You either can be best friends with your ex and have a hard time finding a new lover, or you guys got to distance yourself.
But at least Tim and Veronica are very open about the relationship.
Very true. That's very true. So they're on this boat. They go under a bridge. And Sunny's like, here comes a good opportunity for something. Close your eyes. So much romance.
He's trying. He really is trying.
Here's a good opportunity for me to read you my 20 maxims.
Well, this is all romantic. They are having a great day. But not to go back necessarily, but when Veya called Rory, Rory's taking Sunday's side saying, hey, you know that if you tell him, he's going to feel disrespected. This was overall a bad idea.
You still went, Rory.
Well, again, maybe he's on a vacation.
But you still went. You flew with her. That's my point, is there was only two options.
True.
I don't know why they're surprised. Like, wait a minute, there's not a third option where we all just hang out the rest of the vacation together?
Well, I think that's what Veya wanted to. She wanted them to be friends.
Yeah, well, she's a moron.
Well, fast forward 2 hours.
Yeah, it's nighttime. We hear arguing, and then we get the words on the screen.
Explosive fight. So Sunny found out about Rory, but not because Veya told him. He apparently saw it on her phone, pictures of the two of them on the plane on the way to South Africa.
And he is not happy.
No, because again, she didn't tell him. He found out like this and he's upset.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
And her rationale is almost logical, almost, except for the fact that you are traveling with your ex. So she was like, well, I didn't feel comfortable traveling to South Africa alone. I've never left the country, right? So I didn't want to be alone. All makes sense. All very understandable. Except we all saw you with a group of friends in Florida. You could have chose any one of them and this wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah, but Sunny is very upset. They get back to the hotel. He packs up and he leaves and he's done.
Yeah.
He literally said, bye, have fun.
Yeah, I don't see Sunny coming back from this, but it's episode 8. So unless we're going to follow Rory and Veya's,
I think Sunny will come back from this. I don't know if they're going to have a happily ever after, but we will see them talk, I'm sure.
All right. Stay tuned. Next, we have our newish couple, Vanya and Bojo. Bozo and Bojo. Vanya doing the Home Alone, the O.J. Simpson through the Frankfurt airport in 5-inch heels.
If I saw, you guys know we travel a lot. You need to be comfortable when you travel. If I saw someone running through the airport with a pink luggage and 5-inch heels, I would deep down almost wish that they're going to miss the flight so they learn to put sneakers on.
It's just so dumb because...
It's so dumb.
We have done this exact same flight. We have done Orlando to Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And Frankfurt does stink.
That airport's freaking huge. They keep doing a lot of construction. It takes time to get from point A to point B. It truly does, even with sneakers.
But, okay, you have a layover, first of all, and then forget the layover. You could still do a Darcy Dash when you get to Croatia. So there's no need for you to be wearing those heels the entire trip.
Exactly. Even Darcy travels in boots or sneakers.
Yeah, so you got what you had coming to you, Vanya.
Also, the reason why you guys should always wear either sneakers or boots and socks on an airplane is because if the airplane caught on fire and you need to evacuate immediately, if you're wearing shorts, flip-flops, sandals, high heels, you are going to start burning way before everyone else and you're going to have a hard time evacuating the aircraft. I'm very serious about this.
Okay.
It's true.
If all that's happening, the least of my worries is that I'm wearing cargo shorts.
You should be wearing long pants, solid shoes, and socks when you're traveling, comfortable shoes.
Okay.
No high heels, no flip-flops, no dresses, nada.
You heard it here first, folks,
It's true.
From an almost Emirates flight attendant. Okay.
All right.
So then we meet Bojo.
Well, long, we forgot to say she did miss her flight.
Oh, yeah.
So
24 hours earlier, head to Croatia. We meet Bojo on the basketball court.
Yes. He said, I'm not even 6 feet tall, but I play semi-pro.
And that's,
I'm not sure what semi-pro means.
That's the European league for you, folks.
It's like semi-swell, that it's like, it has a somewhat, potential, but eh.
Yeah, it's somewhat pro. You get a little cash, but you can't live on it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to live on it if you live with mom.
True. So where Bojo really excels is with the trash talk. He's really good at trash talking on the court.
Yes. And I mean, from what we see, he can handle the ball, but I mean, he's no Michael Jordan.
Nailed it. So then we see him walking around. He's sort of a man about town. He knows a lot of people. He says he's like a stray dog. People see him, they take care of him.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
If he was a stray dog?
It's like that type of a person that just walks down the street and you know everyone. You know the ice cream man. You know the coffee person. You fucking talk to everyone.
Yeah.
You stop everywhere.
I kind of wish I had a little more of that.
I don't.
I don't know. It's nice to know people. It's good to know people.
Nice to know people. But I literally see him. He walks down the street. He gets a scoop of ice cream, chats for 15 minutes, and then goes to the other side of the street, has a little coffee, chats for another 20 minutes. I would lose my shit.
Well, the only reason it bothers me is because instead of getting handouts, how about you get a job?
True.
That's what he needs to do.
But
he's got all these friends in the community. No one can give him a job. He can't scoop a couple scoops. He can't pour a coffee here and there?
Apparently not. But he says, I'm a funny guy. I'm mostly a funny guy like Steve Martin or Eddie Murphy. Yeah. And I'm also a hopeless romantic. And he kind of tells us about his past where he said, I was in a relationship for 6 years, but basketball took the first place. So we broke up and my heart is broken.
That's the saddest part of this whole thing is that he prioritized basically his hobby because again, if he was Michael Jordan, as you say, that makes sense to follow that dream and to prioritize that because you're gonna make your life and your family's life and everyone that comes after you way better, right? There's a benefit to that. Bojo was pursuing semi-pro European basketball, and he let the love of his life slip through his hands because of that.
But he thought he might maybe make it one day. Michael Jordan didn't know he's going to make it to the NBA.
I know, but this was recent, wasn't it? This wasn't like 20 years ago he's talking about.
No.
This was recent. He knew. He's a 38-year-old man, so say he was 35, 36. He's not going to the NBA. He's not even 6 feet tall. He wasn't even making a full-time salary in Europe. It was part-time, semi-pro. Yeah. And then he just let the love of his life leave because he had these hoop dreams.
I mean, he was dreaming big, even though he's not very big.
Yeah. So he hasn't had a serious relationship since this ex.
Until he met Vanya 8 months ago. But during this relationship with Vanya, he said he froze it for a little bit because he was trying to get back with his ex. And that's super concerning because it means...
So concerning.
You were trying to get back with the love of your life. You were together for 6 years and it didn't work out. So now you're back to Vanya. This should be very concerning for Vanya. She's literally the second option.
Yeah, you always know, oh, if this first girl decides she wants to give it a try, I'm getting kicked to the curb.
Yeah, so I feel bad for Vanya because I have a feeling if the ex emerges again, he's gonna get on the X train.
Totally. So we learned, as we learned the last episode, they matched online. They wanted to meet, but Vanya had left Split by the time they started talking. But they kept talking, and now they're going to finally meet.
Yes. And then he makes a joke, the only difference between me and Steve and Martin is that I live with my mom. Bro, that's not funny. It's just reality.
Yeah. Well, he's saying he's very funny. Again, I haven't seen.
I'm going to give you a lesson. You ready?
In European humor?
No. Oh. In general.
Okay.
People who proclaim that they're funny, they're not funny.
It's a good point.
I think if people who are funny are just funny. You're just funny. and you kind of go about your life being funny, or you become a comedian, yeah. but you don't walk around saying, I'm funny. I'm so funny. That's and I know point. People who keep saying it, they're foreigners, and I never get their home humor because I don't hear it. And I think this person picked up on it because when she says something and laughs, I don't laugh. Hmm. And then she explained to me, she said, oh, it's funnier in my language, which I'm like,
could be true. I mean, could be true.
Is it? I mean,
could be true. There's,
but it all comes back to the fact that when people say I'm funny, hey, I'm like Steven Martin. I'm funny. I'm funny. I'm a funny guy. I'm a funny girl.
Yeah.
Usually are not. Yeah. You probably had a moment once upon a time when you cracked someone up. And ever since you think you're funny.
Yeah. Show don't tell.
Exactly.
All right. So we see Bojo at home. They have a very swell dog. And a lot of religious...
I didn't see a dog.
Oh, you didn't see a swell dog?
No. That's I missed swell. The dog. What type of a dog?
I don't know. I'm not good with dogs. Swell.
What are you talking about? You're very good with dogs.
It was a semi-swell to swell. Semi...
Yeah. What size? Medium, small, large?
Medium, I think.
Long hair, short hair?
On the longer side, I want to say. You're making me question if I saw a swell dog or not.
Does it look like a fluffy or not?
Like you're fluffy?
My parents' fluffy.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay.
So it's more like a border collie-ish type of a dog.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and see if I can find a photo.
Okay.
All right. Did you see the religious paraphernalia?
I saw a lot of crosses, okay. A lot of religious items.
All right. Yeah. So Bojo's family, big into the prayer. Mainly they're praying that Bojo finds a nice woman and moves out.
I feel bad for mom. I feel like we've had a mom on 90 Day, like his mom who...
Well, like Natalie's mom?
Oh, yes. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Nelia.
Yeah. These two can be besties.
All Nelia wanted was for Natalie to just find love and be happy and have kids. But this mom doesn't even know about Vanya.
Well, because the reason why is he doesn't want his mom to just start planning the wedding and the kids in her head.
Okay, but this woman is traveling across the world to come see you.
Yeah.
And you live at home. It'd be something different if you had your own spot.
Yeah. I mean, he'll break the news to her and she'll be happy. But I get it. Like all mom talks about is how she prays. And she prays for him to freaking find a woman and get out of her house.
Yeah. When they went to the market for Bojo to spill the beans. And mom was like, what did you say? You met a woman? Hey, am I hearing this right? Jesus, have you answered my prayers?
Literally, she's so happy. She's like, I hope it all will all work out.
She started to cry.
Like, she hasn't even met her. Like, Vanya could be...
Right.
Vanya could be...
Natalie.
Literally. Crazy, crazy woman. Like, everything she doesn't want for her son. But I think at this point, she's like, just take him.
Well, here's why. Does she know you don't have a job?
So, no, she doesn't. Because he told her... He plays basketball.
Oh, Bojo, that's more of a recreational thing. It's like, oh, mom, tell us how it is.
So he said he did play basketball, like semi-pro, but he was replaced probably by someone taller. Yeah. And now he's unemployed.
Someone with better jokes too, probably.
Which, again, I don't understand. Like, I get it, shit happens, you lose a job. Why do you just dwell around, walk around, split, eating ice cream, playing basketball in someone's backyard instead of trying to find a job? Like you're not 20. If you were 20, I'll be like, okay, you don't know what you're doing with your life. Maybe you need a little break. Try to find yourself. You're 30 fucking eight.
Yeah. It's time to move on. I think he's probably hoping Vanya. Is this Vanya or Vanya?
Yeah,
I get
Vanya.
Confused. Vanya's going to be the sugar mama.
Well, and I almost feel bad for Vanya because Vanya has four jobs.
She's got one job and three hobbies.
But she makes money with her hobbies at least. He doesn't even make money with his hobby.
Yeah, true.
She has a house, lives by herself. She has a car.
True.
Like she's making it work.
She is. She is. And I think Bojo is going to take advantage of that.
Let's see.
All right. Oh boy. Here we go. Lauren and Faith. It's been 2 days since Lauren told Faith about his leaky penis. Now it's a sludgy penis. So things are seemingly getting worse, although he says it's getting better.
Yeah, they're going to visit her family in Leyte, a beautiful island.
Leyte, I wrote Leyte.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wrote, too. I mispronounced.
She's a lady.
But they're going as friends.
Yes.
And so they're chatting, and Lauren is like, I don't think gonorrhea will spread on the beach. It's not even leaking anymore. Dude, just freaking
enough.
Stop.
Enough. And he said, stop. He said sludge. He said sludge coming out of his penis this time.
This is disgusting.
This is too much.
This is disgusting. Let's move on.
This is too much. Okay.
So they're traveling. They get on the plane and on the taxi. And they're just talking about their sexual preferences as friends.
Yeah, because Lauren was explaining he was only in Vegas for 9 months. He was ready to get out. And Faith is like, yeah, I can understand. I can see why Vegas got you sick and now you can't use your penis. And Lauren's like, oh, no. Use my penis. I'm normally a bottom. And Faith's like, yeah.
I'm a bottom too.
We're both bottoms.
Which we learned before.
Two bottoms don't make a night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlos and Valentine, and they didn't work out.
They did not work out. No, they bottomed out.
For Faith's sake, I hope her and Lauren won't work out.
Well, Lauren's a gentleman, okay? He may have a sludgy penis.
Don't say that.
But he says, if you want me to go top, I can go top. Once this thing stops leaking, someone call a plumber.
Well, his issue with Faith, not even an issue, but Faith's like, oh, look, I have a little scrap on my face. She looks very feminine. However, she doesn't take hormones.
Correct.
So she's lucky.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the...
Her appearance is very feminine because that's what she's going for. But, and I'm quoting Lauren, you guys, because she doesn't take hormones, she doesn't have the female penis.
Doesn't have the female penis.
And that's what Lauren likes.
Lauren loves it.
He says, it's easy to fix it. She's just going to start taking hormones, which costs money that you don't have, Lauren.
Yeah.
So explain.
Yeah, whoever said this wasn't the Learning Channel hasn't watched this episode. So, okay, they get to their destination. They had to get a hotel because there wasn't enough room for the whole family. They got two rooms.
Well, they got one room because when Faith booked it, she thought things are going to be different. However, she's asking if they have another room available because they're just friends right now.
Correct. Friends can share a room, though.
Yeah, not if one has a leaky penis.
Sludgy penis.
Ew.
Yeah, you go head to toe. You go nuts to butts. But no. I've shared the same bed as my friends.
Yeah. Did one of them have a gonorrhea?
I don't know, Teresa.
Let's keep it that way.
I don't know. So, okay. They start talking about the future, right? They're heading out. They're going to go explore. Oh, did you notice before they headed out, Lauren was making the bed?
Yeah.
And Faith got like upset with it. I think it's because she's the housekeeping manager.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? Like, you're going to take work from my girls. Don't make the bed.
Yeah, pay for it.
Yeah, don't make the bed. You got to let them make the bed and you tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she got a little testy. So, okay, they head out to explore, and this is when we learn about the female penis, but they also start talking about the future and how Faith wants to give her mom a nice house, which Lauren asks how much that would cost, but then it turns out he also knows how much it would cost, and that causes concern.
Yeah, it's around $2,000, which, you know, living in the U.S., making the U.S. salary, $2,000 is not an impossible dream.
No, it's like a month's rent.
Yeah, for most people. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people need to save up for $2,000 to get whatever you want. But it's not impossible. It's not like, oh, it's $500,000, right?
Yeah.
But Lauren's saying that, oh, that's totally easy. I can, you know, I was thinking I can help her with that. Dude, you don't have more than $40 in your pocket.
Yeah.
How are you going to help?
It's really easy for, I feel like, when you have no money to just feel like, oh, yeah. You have no sense of money because you have no money.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I'll get the house. I'll get the hormones, whatever you want. Another hotel room.
Because he loves the idea of everything is so cheap in the Philippines and he's going to get the American job with the American salary. But it's like, okay, well, why didn't you get the job in the U.S.? I think you would have paid better than you picking up money at the drag show. You could have done this on the side for fun at night.
There was some article I was reading It could have been a by the way, but I thought our by the way was better. So it was something about Lauren and his jobs and how his divorce went down and how much child support he had to pay. And it said in the article, like, he was only making, I'm going to make this number up, but it's within give or take $100 to $200. He was only making like $1,500 a month. So okay. That $1,500 a month, I'm not good at math. What, $15,000 a year?
Yeah.
That's not going to give you the life you want to live in America. So if he can get a really nice house for $2,000, if he can somehow do the job he was doing where he was making $1,500 a month and use that money in the Philippines,
yeah,
it will go further, much further.
True, but his plan is to do like some job on a computer. It's like, why didn't you do it in the U.S.? There's so many other jobs
but
you could have done.
But I'm saying if the job on the computer only makes you $1,500 a month.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't even. True. You're going to have roommates and it's going to not be. So
I have a suggestion for him. Bro, go to, what do you call it? A trade school. Get some training.
Oh, yeah.
Electrician. I've read a great article on the Time. I think it was Time magazine. How electricians and plumbers and everyone who does manual labor are the new class of millionaires in America.
I believe
and it's so true because I think a lot of people either don't want to do it or don't know how to do it. So then you need someone to come and fix your plumbing and they can charge a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you can have a leaky toilet.
Yeah.
So you do have to pay that money. I almost feel like maybe I should look into that.
Look into it. But Lauren can't even fix his leaky penis. So I don't know if he's going to fix a leaky toilet.
True, but he could. He could do some training. Like, there are options. He doesn't have to couch surf forever.
No, exactly. All right. Someone who doesn't have to couch surf at all. Pat Lily and Adnan.
Yeah. This was a quick segment because it's the morning of her going back to the U.S. I'm glad that she brings up her kids because we don't often see it. She says, I'm sad I'm leaving, but I'm happy I'll be seeing my kids. Haven't seen them in a week. Did you hear that, Larissa? Yeah. And there's
many
so
others.
Many of them. Yeah.
Speaking of what could have been a by the way, another thing I saw, and it's not much substance to it, but she was actually married twice before.
Larissa?
Tiger Lily.
Oh.
We know about the one ex who had her in the golden handcuffs. Apparently she was married before that.
Oh.
So
I really am curious to know what's going to happen with that. She has an income from her ex.
I think people are saying it's going away.
It must, right?
Well, I mean, no one is going to look at Adnan's lifestyle and go, oh, she needs to support him. Adnan's clearly got money.
Yeah, but when he moves to the U.S., he must have family money then.
There's money somewhere.
True.
So I would be very surprised if she kept getting money from her ex.
Interesting. We'll see.
But yeah, it's time for her to go home. She's emotional. He's emotional. I still can't get over the fact that they basically had zero alone time.
Yeah.
This was their first time they met. They got married and they had zero alone time. It was either a huge family affair or Shay and Cruz were by their side. That's insane to me.
Yeah. And it's been just a week.
And just a week. So she's got to go home. Adnan doesn't have a green card or a tourist visa. So he's got to wait. She's going to apply for the spousal visa, but that could take a year.
Yeah. I'm curious if they divorced without him even making it to the U.S. I don't know how it works, how legally married they were. Like, would he support her? Like,
interesting. I don't know. They got to the airport. Shay and Cruz were bummed that their paid vacation was coming to an end. Adnan and Tiger Lily were sad. They had to say goodbye. Why? And I hope you noticed this. Why was Adnan dressed like a 90s R&B singer to drive them to the airport?
I don't know, but he always looks posh.
Wearing a white suit, showing some chest, sunglasses. Like when they were saying goodbye at the airport, it looked like a music video.
It did. But I think he lives a very lavish lifestyle.
So lavish.
I wonder how like, what did he do for a living, his family?
He might be a plumber in Jordan.
We'll see.
All right. That's the episode. Good episode this season.
Good episode. Good news, you guys. I hope you're happy to hear why we don't cover maps.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, we don't feel like it. It's just, I just can't.
But here's the consolation. We're going to name the child Maps. So there's
we're definitely 100% will not name the child Maps.
All right. I tried. But yes, we're excited. So that is the news. That is the episode. If you guys want to hear more from us talking about 90 Day the Other Way over on Patreon.
Yes.
And Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.supercast.com. Get on over there. The Patreon has a fun chat feature. It's, of course, ad-free on Patreon. It's ad-free on Supercast. We're doing bonuses. The holidays are coming. We may or may not be in costume.
May or may not.
It's going to be a good time. Also, make sure you're following the Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Message us there. Share your thoughts. Call in. We love to hear from you guys. So follow us at MarriedToRealityPod on Instagram. Also, smash the follow button. If you want to follow the podcast, it's so easy to do. You just got to look down and smash that follow button.
Smash it like it's as hard. Yes, or big news.
Cannot
go hotter. Cannot go hotter.
A little bit about yourself, but all right.
Cannot go hotter. Not on this episode.
You're absolutely right. It's steaming up the place.
I'll be a little shellfish.
Yeah, Megan, you deserve it. Come on. So, all right, smash it as hot as that. And last but not least, we are suckers for a little love. If you guys leave us a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
The entire world, Teresa.
Yes.
All right. That is it. We really said it all this time, Teresa.
Said it all.
We really said it all.
Said it all.
All right. That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.